In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. We've been covering Europe's struggles with, well, let's say people leaving their homes for European countries. Hundreds of thousands of them are flowing into the continent after long and possibly dangerous journeys over land and sea. Many are fleeing Syria or other armed conflicts. As European nations struggle with how to deal with these travelers, you'll often hear them called migrants, and you'll just as often hear them called refugees. And Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here to explain the difference between those two designations. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Molly.
So we hear these words, migrant and refugee, used basically interchangeably, but they're actually very different, right?
They are very different. Refugees are typically people who have had to leave their home country due to a fear of persecution because of maybe who they are, their race, their religion, maybe their politics. They're often in danger. I gave a call to Jim Hathaway. He's the director of the University of Michigan's program in refugee and asylum law, and here is how he breaks it down.
In simplistic terms, the difference is between push and pull. Life is never quite that simple, but a migrant is someone who chooses to move rather than is literally forced to move.
So the migrant maybe wants the chance of a better job, of better schools for their kids, maybe to reunite with their family. But as Hathaway mentioned, in practice, distinguishing between migrants and refugees can be complicated.
Right. And who are the people then who are showing up in Europe? What is the breakdown there?
It's a mix of both refugees and migrants. Two-thirds of these new arrivals are from Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Eritrea, all of which are referred to as refugee-producing states, either because of ongoing wars or long records of human rights abuses. I also talked to Bill Frelick with the Human Rights Watch. He says some migrants are crossing into Europe for economic reasons.
There's certainly will be and are people that are in the mix who are economic migrants who maybe are fleeing some very compelling situations of poverty, but who do not have a claim for international protection under the Refugee Convention and the other instruments, as they're called, for protecting people and not sending them back to their home countries.
So fleeing climate change, fleeing famine, fleeing horrible poverty, that may not feel like a choice to the person who's doing it. But Frelick says that doesn't qualify someone under the refugee standard that some 150 countries agreed to after World War II.
So then what happens to those people who are fleeing horrible poverty? How does the label change the way someone is treated?
It can be a world of difference for someone's future, for their health and safety, for their economic outlook. It basically can mean the difference between staying and going, between getting the protection of the international community or not. Migrants aren't guaranteed a right of entry into a country at all. But when someone arrives, say, in the EU and claims to be a refugee, there is a specific process that then kicks in. Countries review their claims, and in the meantime, that person, they can't be detained. They have to be treated humanely. This process is supposed to be uniform across all EU countries. In practice, we're seeing it applied very differently depending on the country someone arrives in. Some countries like Germany have been much more willing to accept refugees and to give them all of the protections that comes with that status, others less so. And Molly, this is where you might get the confusion between the use of refugee and migrant. Some people, some politicians will use those terms interchangeably because they simply don't know the difference or they don't care to distinguish between them. Others use the term migrant to refer to a refugee because they don't want to accept responsibility for them, to take them in.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Molly.